afternoon, we're in the situation where we have spent the last hour together talking about debt-free strategies, and we've talked a little bit about the fact that you can be in control of your future, you can be in control of your present. You have the power to be positive. Now, you know, an awful lot of us out there are concerned about this next election, who we could possibly have as a president that would be somewhat better than what we've had in the past few. You know, many of us assume that there's no chance of having anybody that would be remotely credible, remotely positively disposed toward keeping the freedoms that this great country was designed to have. No one who would be anything but self-serving and in opposition to the needs and the wants of the liberties of our people. But you know, there's an interesting concept. You remember the book As a Man Thinketh? I don't even remember who the guy was that wrote that bugger. But it's taken from the scripture, as a man thinketh, so is he. It's very, very true. We literally become what we think about. We become what we are every day. And everything that we have in our lives, notwithstanding our faith in the Savior, our faith as Christians, the fact is that every scripture, if you understand what it means, when it tells us what to do, how to do it, when to do it, where to do it, who to do it with, and all this kind of, all of the how-tos, when-tos, where-tos, and why-tos, all of them give us the power to be masters of our souls and captains of our destinies. And an awful lot of people don't understand how it works. So I think in this segment, before we get into some other issues on food and what's happening there, you might want to take your notebooks out and write down some concepts. It's just very, very interesting. Now, you remember a few times ago, I can't remember, maybe it was even last week, we talked about how things that we fear have a tendency to come upon us. We have precedent for that in the Old Testament with Job, where he made the statement, the things that I have feared have come upon us. What do we do then if this is true? If we are living in a nation where the vast majority of the population that's aware, now you got to realize most of the folks aren't aware. You folks tell me that all the time, that your friends and neighbors and relatives think that you're nuts because you're concerned about the issues that we talk about here on Fearless Radio. You're concerned about getting prepared, getting your food in, and getting healthy and all of the things that you're working on. But those who are prepared, oddly enough, you're listening to the radios that say, hey, the towers were a fraud. Oklahoma was a fraud. You're hearing about what's going on with the intentions, the apparent intentions to create wars and rumors of wars. Like, you know, you heard one advertisement for some groups that were quoting the scripture in Matthew 24 in the last segment, where it talks about wars and rumors of wars and the signs of the times that the Savior mentioned to the apostles when he was here in his ministry. But the fact is that we have those signs, and a vast majority of the people that are concerned have Christian basis. What if they're all thinking and seeing the bad stuff? We got to do something about that, and we're going to do that after this next break. See you then.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Had feelings about. Now, on this subject, so that I'd like to ask those of you out there, I guess, I don't know, what do you call who we are? Are we patriots? Are we I don't know what we are. You know, every time I try and discuss what my listeners, the folks that write in and call in and put in their food supplies and get their debt-free strategies and get the information from Jim and his team on the emergency preparedness type stuff, and the people that write and call in with regard to their health issues, and we direct them. Who are you guys? How do we define who we are out there? Patriots, I guess, maybe, but what makes a patriot? It's the guy that sits there and says, I want to just live my life. I want to be happy. I want the American dream, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. I don't want to have to deal with all this garbage out there. I don't want the problems. I don't want the stress. I want to eliminate the stress. I want to feel like when I wake up tomorrow morning that the same freedoms that my grandfather had and my father had and that I have been taught that I am entitled to in this beautiful, magnificent experiment in liberty and freedom that's been set aside for the last couple hundred years in the history of the human race, that I've been taught that I'm entitled to and that I was born into. I want to believe that that's going to be there, and it creates stress and fear and anger like crazy to think that somebody or something or some organization wants to take away that dependency that I have created on being happy and at peace and not fearing and not having to measure every word I say and be careful. I want my freedom, okay? So what do we think about? What do we think about? You know, those of us that are a part of this thing, those of you that are listening to me shoot my mouth off this afternoon, are attuned to that, and we delve into all of the indiscretions and discrepancies and the stories that come from the leadership that we have in our country, and we are upset about it. It makes us angry. And so if in fact we are creators, if in fact we create what we think and feel strongly about, then what are we going to have next year? What are we going to have the year after that? And you say, Steve, okay, yeah, but we have to be aware of this stuff. You know, we've told you about the bees, the disappearance of the bees. We've told you about the tracking of all the food and the shortages of food. We've told you about the fact that last year the planet didn't produce enough food. The only reason we're telling you that is not to upset you, because here at Fearless Radio, we have no interest at all in being fearmongers. We tell you that only so that you don't be stuck with just that as all you know, so that you have to be afraid, so that you have to be stressed, and so that you have to be angry. But we tell you all those things predecessory to giving you the answers as to what to do. Now, one of the things that I've thought from time to time is that every single one of you, maybe not the ones that have just tuned in and happened to fall upon this broadcast for the first time and they've never heard it before, but most of you, I'd say 98% of you, that have listened to the Fearless Task Force and Fearless Radio before and are listening to all of the other pundits of commentary that are talking about what's happening in the country, that are investigating the towers, that are investigating the lies that have been told and all of the shenanigans that are going on with regard to the removal of our freedoms and things like that. You're listening to it and it's making you mad. And you're thinking about it, and you're not doing anything about it. I submit to you that if you listen to more of this stuff, Yes, be aware. But haven't you had enough? Haven't you heard enough to convince yourself that now all of the power is back in your hands? You're not going to do anything effectively about contacting your congressman. You know, they've got this truck out that's going on. Yes, do stuff like that. But none of this helps you as an individual to deal with your liberties. You still have control over that. You still can muster whatever resources it takes to put in a 2-3-4 year supply of food so that you don't have to fear whatever might be coming up. You can be free of that dependency. You can get up on your hind legs and spend the time that you're now wasting listening to more trash about what else is happening. Every single one of us already has enough stuff to convince us that we're the only thing that's going to happen. You remember this little slogan that I keep repeating at you and pounding into you that you need to repeat to yourself over and over and over and over again? If you want to think about this. If it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom is never free. The more information you gather about whether or not the towers were a put-up deal, I think is a given thing. The more we get concerned about supporting Rosie. Now, I got a real problem with supporting Rosie. But then you might think I'm homophobic if I said something about that. But the fact is that, anyway, I've got a real problem with supporting Mrs. Clinton. But the fact is that we develop these feelings and we think about this stuff. When are you going to stop collecting information? When are you going to stop keeping yourself stirred up? I submit to you that at this point, you've had enough of what's going on to realize that you better take some control of your own future. You better dadgum well get some food in. You better get yourself prepared for emergencies. You better take care of all these dependencies so that you can sit back and say, I don't care what they do for yourselves, okay? Because what's happening now, if you continue to gather more information, if you continue to sit there and listen to these guys that are explaining how they can prove that the towers didn't go down the way that we were told they went down, if you waste any more time doing that at the expense of finding resources to get your food in, at the expense of spending the time on the internet or calling on the telephone to help get you or your loved ones who are sick well, if you take any more time chasing down and documenting any more proof, you're a doggone fool. You're dumber than a box of rocks. You already have enough. Now is the time to act. Faith without works is dead. Okay, you got faith that things are going to heck in a handbasket in the country. That's fine. But what are you thinking about every day? Do you realize that by continuing to put your efforts and your strong feelings into thinking about, you know, the liberties you're losing, that you are creating a circumstance whereby you will lose more liberties? Think about it. If all of the positive thinking books in the world are true, and they are, they all say the same thing for Pete's sake, and a lot of them are based on scriptures, if the teaching of the Savior was true, if the teachings that you read in the scriptures are true, if Job was right when he said, the things that I have feared have come upon me, then will the things that you fear come upon you? Yes. And it comes down to a question of, if you keep on going out there scaring yourself more, I'm not saying don't be aware. Fine, be aware. And we'll be aware on the other side of this break. We'll talk to you in a minute. We'll be right back.
Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. The state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
If you don't do anything with it, You might as well not have the knowledge. You just scared yourself for nothing. Does knowledge prepare you? No, it doesn't. And it's a false god. It basically is a distraction. You guys are running around out there getting more and more and more knowledge, more and more and more proof that things stink. And what have you done about it? Since the time that we broke the information and the connection with food on this network and on this Fearless Radio program, where we said that out of every three mouthfuls of food, two of them are dependent on the bees pollinating, and 80% of the bees are gone. And we said, this tells you you need to get food. What did CNN say when they broke the news? Well, I guess there's going to be a little shortage of honey this next year. How dumb can you get? What did our Senate do about the bee situation? Well, they passed a resolution that they're going to set aside 1 week, and they're going to call it Pollinator Week. And what did our Postal Service do? Not to be outdone by the stupid Senate, our Postal Service said, well, we are going to issue a series of stamps, and we're going to call them pollinator stamps. Well, now they can stick those stinking pollinator stamps on the envelopes for the invitations to the funerals of the people that died of starvation because of our stupid Senate continuing to support a war where they could take that money and maybe do something about regenerating the food supply in this country through getting the bees back and doing the research to even find out what got rid of the bees to begin with. I guess maybe we got our priorities a little bit screwed up, do you think? But now, since that time that we broke that news and we put the dots together for you guys to know the significance of the bees, what have you done to get a three-year supply of food in, other than sit there and say, well, I don't know where I get the money to do that? Well, now let's talk about how things work, guys. Money isn't the problem. Stinking thinking is the problem. If you really wanted a 3 or 4 year supply of food in for your family, I don't care how destitute you are, if you kept that picture in your mind and you had the strong feelings to say, I love the feeling of being secure. I love the feeling of not needing to fear anything. The exhilaration of knowing that I can handle the next 3 years or 4 years, no matter what happens to the bees of the New World Order or the control of the food, or any of that kind of stuff, I don't have to care about that because I am in a situation where I feel good about I have that food. And if you keep saying that to yourself, even if you don't have one slice of bread left in your cupboard, I will guarantee you, if you do this the way that it is intended to be, the way God created you as a master of your soul and a son or a daughter of His, you will have that food supply. You will be debt free. If you just believe what we say and get your strategy and get busy at doing something. But no, we sit around and wring our hands and get more knowledge and more knowledge and more knowledge. You know, one of the problems that we have, any of you that have ever been in direct sales know that there are about three different groups of people that have a heck of a time making decisions. They're the analyticals of life. Now, don't anybody be offended at this. Those of you that know you fall into this category, understand, okay? Some people have a hard time making decisions because they are analytical mentalities. They tend to be accountants and attorneys and school teachers, okay, and engineers. And I'll cover that in just a minute after I get done with this break. So get back here quick before I lose this thought.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Of course, the The number for that is 800-409-5633. Now, let's get back to the issue of decision-making. Now, those of you that are engineers, school teachers, accountants, and attorneys understand, and the rest of you understand this about these folks. They are highly intelligent, analytical people. That's how they do their jobs so well. However, they have become accustomed to a line of thinking that says, if we gather enough data, the solution or the answer will be evident. And it's true in what they do. Unfortunately, when they're having to make decisions with regard to alternatives in a buying circumstance, there is not always enough data for them to work with their accustomed method of decision making. And so what will happen, if there's any doubt for them, they keep asking for more and more information. Give me more information, more information, more input, so that I can at some point in time have absolutely proven to me what the correct answer or of what I should do would be. Some circumstances don't lend themselves to that way of thinking. And so those of you that have been involved in direct sales, where you're dealing with a product and there are other products out there, it's very difficult for these folks sometimes, if they're really good at their jobs, to go through and weigh some of the less objective information with regard to products. And so a lot of times they'll say, give me more information, give me more information, in hopes that it will help. Well, unfortunately, the same thing happens with all of us when we don't have any solutions to the problems that we're facing, and when the problems are very, very difficult for us. We get into the mode of continuing to gather more and more and more and more information. And so I would say to you, once you have proven in your mind that the towers were a fraud, do you need any more information there? No, you don't. You need to commute that information. You need to transmute that information into what it means to you. Do you need any more information about the possibility of control of foods? Do you need any more information about the fact that when there is a quarantine, you will be required to either stay in your homes or have to go to gathering centers? Now, this is not an issue that is the government is bad and they'll take you to a gathering center. It's very simple. They can't make house calls to deliver you breakfast, lunch, and dinner if you don't have it in your home. They have to take you someplace where they can feed you as a general whole. The problem with having large groups of people massed together so that they can be fed is the fact that the disease goes rampant. There's nothing you can do about it. Everybody's got a sniffle, shares it with everybody else that doesn't have the sniffles. Pretty soon everybody's got the sniffles. Think about it. So the stuff that oftentimes turns into bad stuff might be just reasonable things that you need to deal with and handle yourself. But do you need more information? I submit that you've got enough. What have you done with what you have? If you've never done anything in the light of your own benefit, when it's been proven, when for 2,000 years that book of Revelations has said there's going to be a famine, and you and your parents and your grandparents read that scripture, and you have proven to yourself that we are in the last days, in the times when it was referred to, that the oceans would heave themselves beyond their bounds, there'd be wars and rumors of wars, there'd be all this stuff that comes, for example, in this Matthew 24 that you heard advertised on the program. Okay, when do you stop and say, I don't need any more proof and information, now I need to act? Knowledge does not prepare you. You could read Matthew 24 until the cows came home. You can read the book of Revelations about the famine until the cows come home. You can read Joseph of Egypt in the book of Genesis until the cows come home. By the way, every one of those cows has a microchip in that bugger, and they'll track it. be absolutely convinced that there's going to be a food shortage, and that won't prepare you. What you got to do is you got to get on the telephone, and you got to call 800-409-5633, or you need to get up on the web, and you need to go on efoodsdirect.com and get your butt in gear and do something about it. Knowledge is only power if you act on it. Knowledge not acted upon is, oops, better not say that, is just mental gymnastics. Those of you that have heard me talk in private before know what I meant by that one. But anyway, the fact is that you've got enough knowledge now, guys. Honest, please act. You don't need to listen to any more proof that things are in trouble with regard to food. But all that does, and the beautiful thing is, we were talking about thinking, but you have thoughts and feelings about what thinking, what listening to more of the trash that's going on, listening to more of the fearful stuff that is happening, can happen, will happen, is already in place, listening to more of the executive orders that say this and say that and restrict this and restrict that. As you think about it, you're going to have feelings about it. And what are you going to create? You're going to create more executive orders that restrict you more. You're going to create them coming out to your farm and taking your farm machinery, if that's what you are upset about in the executive order 21919. Okay? If you are thinking about it and having strong feelings about it, that's the way it's created, and you will get more. But once you try and push away, sticks to you. What we have feared, what Job feared, the things that I have feared have come upon me. What you resist persists. That's another quotation. The things that you think about, the things that I think about, the things that I have feelings about, I create in my life. If I think about if I'm in the dating phase, if I think about finding my perfect soulmate, the beautiful woman that will love me to pieces, and I have strong feelings about, I see myself having that woman come into my life, she will be there, and she is. Okay? If I think, golly, I'm afraid that they're going to come out and they're going to challenge me with regard to the fact that I haven't paid my credit card bill for a while, and I don't know where the money's going to come from. I don't have any money. I'm broke. And you have strong feelings about it. You wake up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat. I'm broke. I can't come up with any money. I can't do this. I can't do that. What are you going to get? You're going to have people knocking on your door wanting to collect the money. You're going to have less money that you have than you ever had before. What are you creating? And what are we as a nation creating? Christians, how dumb can you get? You propose that you have faith. You think that you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Did he tell you to be scared to death and not put in a supply? No. John the Revelator wrote the book of Revelations, and he said there's going to be a famine, just like Joseph of Egypt told us there's going to be a famine. What do Christians do? No, they sit around, they worry about the fact that, and they try and find some out, like they're going to be raptured out of this. I'm not going to have to deal with it. I'm going to go hide. Okay? Don't get offended. I'm just telling you. This is what human beings do. We're collecting all this negative information. What would happen? We're preparing for an election year. What would happen if every soul that's listening to this program, every Christian out there, all of a sudden stopped fighting against the Hillary Clintons of this world, fighting against the Bushes of this world, in their thinking and in their feelings, and they all of a sudden, at once, nationwide, said to themselves when they get up in the morning and when they take their lunch break at noon and when they just before they go to bed, this is a beautiful, lovely, free country. The next president of the United States will be the best president that we've ever had. That president, he or she or it, whatever the heck it is, that next president. president is going to be the best president that this country has ever had. More of our freedoms will be restored than we've had from the very beginning. This nation under God, with liberty and justice for all, will regenerate itself, will recreate itself under the next legislature. The right people at the right time will step forward, and all of us thinking positively and saying, this beautiful country, we deserve to have a great president, the greatest man that has ever walked the face of the earth, second only to the Savior, of course, will be our next president, or the greatest woman, or I don't care whether it's a woman or a man, I don't care what color they are, I don't care anything about that, but if we just say, this country is free. I love the freedom, and we feel the freedom, and we feel our rights in place. We feel the ability to walk and never fear. We feel the ability that our government will be so sensitive to our wants and needs that they literally jump whenever there's a sense, a feeling, not the minority groups that have special interests, but the massive the masses of this country, the good American salt of the earth people, the people of whom the Savior was speaking when he said, these are the leaven of the earth, of the human race. These are the ones with ears to hear and eyes to see. Those people, if they would wake up every morning and see and feel what it's like to have a great president, to have a great Congress, to have everything going to freedom, and liberty, and the light of this country shining so brightly over the whole earth that the nations of the world will look unto us as the leaders, as the greatest nation that's ever been. What if we pictured that instead of, you know, that bum in Washington is going to get us into another war, we're all be killed, there's going to be a draft, and they'll even draft women this time, and all this kind of negative stuff, and I don't know what I'm going to do, and we still don't go get our food supplies. And what if right after that thought you said, okay, there are always rough times follow good times, and then good times follow the rough times. Things go back and forth and back and forth. But I'm not going to be part of the problem. Me and my family will be able to take care of itself. We have right now a 3-year supply, a 5-year supply of food, so that if we don't need it, then we'll be able to care for some that do. We know that we will have good times in this country. We will not be taken over. The dollar, maybe the dollar won't make it, maybe it will, but whatever currency we have will be a strong, powerful currency. If we see our economy as strong, if we see what we want and have good, strong feelings about it. But what are we creating right now? We're talking day in and day out. We're listening to pontificating talk show hosts that tell how bad things are and how they're getting worse and how the jackasses that are running this country don't care about us. And it might be true, but you don't have to buy it. You don't have to take that in for what you're going to have. We can create what we deserve. If we only choose to think about how bad things are and have hate and worry and fear feelings, we are going to get bad things and the opportunity to hate and fear and worry a whole heck of a lot. But if you listen to what we're saying here on Fearless Radio, you can choose you this day whom you will serve. You ever hear that one before, guys? Choose you this day whom you will serve. Serve God. God didn't create no junk. God didn't create bondage. God didn't create negative, fear, war, hate, envy. He didn't create any of the junk that we're told not to do in the Ten Commandments. He didn't. He created you, the most perfect being that has ever walked the face of the earth. You are clean and pure and good. country in the world. We have wonderful leadership here. And you know what? You keep on doing that, and for you, there will be wonderful leadership. I have perfect freedom. I am wealthy and prosperous. And then you get the feelings that you have as you are wealthy and prosperous. And do it now. Don't create it for the future. And I submit to you that if we do that, we literally can have what we want. We can have the freedom that we deserve. Because if it is to be, it's up to me and you. But freedom is never free. Be back after this break.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Decide what you want in your life. If you want the 3 or 4 year supply of food, decide it. Write it down. Think about it. Repeat it to yourself out loud 2 times a day when you get up and when you go to bed. Think about it and have the feelings that you will have of security and safety, and that you will feel good about providing that for your family. And the means and the way will come. But the main thing is that you start. You call immediately, 800-409-5633, or get up on the internet, efoodsdirect.com. Leave a message, chase down the information, get the pricing, and set your goal, or do it right now, whatever you're going to do. But see yourself, what you think about, and what you have strong feelings about, you will resolve. Once you have the food issue resolved, resolve the debt issue, be completely free, resolve health issues, and they will all work the same way. Do not continue without doing anything about it to steep yourself in all the negative and continue to create what you don't want. If you continue to listen to all of the bad stuff and think about the bad stuff and have fears and feelings about it, you will draw it to you. Those of us who are Christians, those of us who are in what is loosely called the Patriot Movement, the people that want to be free, that are listening to alternative talk radio to find out what's going on, do not dwell on the bad stuff. Don't be against anything. Decide what you're for before having a lot of food and plenty to eat, before being free and having a good president, before having a good Congress that actually acts as opposed to sits there and just gets their perks from being part of the in-group. Okay? Be for something, never against anything. One of the best examples is Mother Teresa. They were always having these anti-war demonstrations. Anti-war creates more war. Anti-drug creates more drugs. Anti is always creating what you're trying to push away. What you resist persists, guys. Job, the things that I have feared, the things that I have not wanted, have come upon me. Let's make things that come upon us that we do want. Get your food supply. Get free. Think positively. Not just positive, but have good feelings about what you want. See it and think it, and it's yours. But remember this, repeat this always. If it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom is never free. We love you here at Fearless Radio. Please listen, and please act. Think and feel what you really want, and it's yours, I promise. Until next week, same time, same place. Bye.
It's true.